This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. In Jharkhand, elaborate arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Polling parties are being sent to their respective areas today, while in 225 sensitive booths, polling officials have already reached. Altogether, 15,344 polling booths have been set up across the state for the first phase. Over 200 companies of security forces have been deployed to conduct smooth elections. Polling will be from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., while polling in 950 sensitive booths spread over 31 constituencies will end at 4 p.m. Over 1 crore 37 lakh voters will decide political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month in 38 constituencies. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said illegal materials and cash worth over 179 crore rupees have been seized from different parts of the state since the announcement of the assembly elections. Meanwhile, leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are paying attention in those areas where the second phase of election is being held. Polling in 38 constituencies will be held on the 20th of November. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra as the leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Addressing a political rally in Chimur constituency of Chandrapur district, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Maharashtra is the state which attracts the largest foreign direct investment. The state is having new airports, new expressway, more than a dozen Vande Bharat trains, and the railway infrastructure is being redeveloped in the state. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today underscored the importance of adaptive defense strategies to effectively address the evolving landscape of warfare and security threats. Speaking at the inaugural event of Delhi Defense Dialogue in New Delhi, the minister emphasized that adaptive defense is not a strategic choice but a necessity. He asserted that the country's vision of adaptive defense must be rooted in flexibility, innovation, and resilience, preparing the nation to face future contingencies. He said the government is determined to employ adaptive defense strategies to counter the menace of information warfare against national security. President Draupadi Murmu will undertake a three-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. On the first day of her tour, the president will visit the aviary at Jampore, Government Engineering College and NIFT campus in Daman. On the second day, she will visit Namo Medical Education and Research Institute in Silvassa. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed confidence that India and Russia will achieve the trade target of $100 billion well before the deadline of 2030. In his remarks at the 25th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technical and Cultural Cooperation in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said Russia has emerged as a major source of fertilizers for India. He said Russia's supply of crude oil, coal and uranium are indeed important. In his remarks, visiting Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov said, over the last 5 years, trade turnover between the countries have grown more than fivefold. The country's net direct tax collection has witnessed 15.41% growth in this financial year, so far reaching over 12,10,000 crore rupees. According to the Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, gross direct tax collection before adjusting for refunds grew 21.2% to over 15 lakh crore rupees during the period of the 1st of April to the 10th of November this year. In Jammu and Kashmir, a gunfight broke out between security forces and terrorists in North Kashmir's Bandipora district this morning. Srinagar-based Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson informed that based on specific intelligence input regarding the presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched by the Army and JNK police in the general forest area of Nag Marg in the district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.